This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
All week long, we've been bringing you snapshots of current economic opinion from our nationwide survey, the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. Today, we take a closer look at manufacturing. Turns out, even though most Americans don't have jobs making things in factories, a lot of people agree about the primacy of manufacturing to the economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
I'm at Schoolhouse Electric, a custom lighting manufacturer in Portland, Oregon. More than 100 workers here make lamps, vintage wall clocks, chandeliers.
I've been a cook, I've been a union organizer, I've also been a construction worker, and now I work in manufacturing.
Cindy Chan is 46. She started but didn't finish college. Among all her jobs, she says this is the most rewarding and stable.
This is a pretty decent wage, and I've gotten some raises. I can see working here till I retire.
Mitchell Parrish has never worked in a factory. He has a liberal arts degree and a marketing job promoting rock concerts in Burlington, Vermont. But the 25-year-old, who was surveyed in our poll, shares Chan's view.
Manufacturing is crucial for a lot of people, looking for steady jobs, consistent income, benefits.
His opinion aligns with the 80% of respondents in our poll who say manufacturing is very or somewhat important to their local economy.
As a matter of economics, they're wrong.
Labor economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute points out manufacturing only provides 8.5% of jobs in America. It was 25% back in 1970.
What's important is that people have good jobs where they can earn a good wage, healthcare jobs, or firefighter or a police officer. It's not obvious to me that working in a factory is any more important.
But Rob Scott at the Economic Policy Institute says actually factory jobs are more important.
Not only do they have higher wages, especially for non-college educated workers, than most jobs in other industries, but they also have great benefits.
Scott says companies that make things punch above their weight economically.
The wages paid, also the purchases of goods and services by manufacturing, it's about 35% of the total GDP, much bigger than any other private sector of the economy.
Still, manufacturing jobs are vulnerable to competition from cheap foreign labor. In fact, 70% of our poll respondents support raising taxes on companies that move U.S. manufacturing jobs overseas. Though that doesn't mean consumers will dig into their own pockets and pay higher prices to buy stuff made in the USA. Mitchell Parrish says he'll pick up a cheap T-shirt.
And I look on the tag and it says made in China. That doesn't bother me.
Which is one reason most of those important manufacturing jobs making clothing in America have moved abroad. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
If you want to know more about our poll, we've got a video with highlights, also a short quiz to see where you fall on the economic stress spectrum. It's over on our website, marketplace.org.